Hello, and welcome to July's Rambling Audio Cutie. I'm sorry that it's being uploaded in August, but it be like that sometimes, right? Genuinely, I am sorry though. I've had a lot of things happening recently. I've been out of town, which is the main reason, but I will explain all of that to you now. So, let's dive into everything that happened in July. So, July started off with my donathon for my new VTuber mod outfit, which was really fun. We did karaoke, and it was okay. I think I've done better karaoke before. Honestly, no, though. I really liked the asset that I used and made it cute. But yeah, then I hung out with Kasumi. We did some Valorant together. And then I played some Stardew Valley with a Sleepy Peach. It was very fun and chill. I haven't did Stardew a lot recently, but it was very fun. I think I want to do more of it now that I'm back home and I can actually play games again, because while I've been gone, I did stream a couple times, but I wasn't able to like stream games really. It was mostly just like chatting in ASMR with my Blue Yeti. Well, it wasn't mine, it was Rev's, but yes, also sorry if I'm like breathing weird. It's kind of early and I'm in a closet and I'm kind of like suffocating in here. The things I do for you. But the sound is just so much better in the closet. Also, I know that the last rambling audio I did, I didn't do this radio. But I don't know. I just felt like I would do this radio this time because I was already recording other stuff, so yeah, you get the 3D. The last collab I did was with Rima Evenstar. We were supposed to play Untitled Goose Game. Yeah, and it didn't work. I don't know why it wasn't working, but it wouldn't work. So we ended up just chatting for like hours, and it was honestly like really fun. I never did like a just chatting collab before. But yeah, I should definitely do more of those with people that I'm, like, comfortable with like that. Because I think it turned out really nice. And then, 4th of July, we spent it together on stream. Me and you. Chatting and hanging out. And I thought it would be fun to make burgers on Papa's Burgeria. So we did that for a little bit. Then we ended by watching a Disney fireworks show. Which made me want to go to Disney really bad. And I just... why does Disney have to be so expensive? I want to go. I want to live there. But maybe not. Because you know how people say, like, if you do something that's, like, super exciting all the time, then it's not as exciting anymore? I don't know if that's exactly true for Disney. Like, I think it would still be really fun, but either way. Well, we did that until I started noticing ants all over my floor. And I was looking around, and every time I would look down, there would be like more ants, and then more ants, and then more ants. I was never able to figure out exactly where the ants were coming from, but I killed the ones I could. So, I didn't stream a little bit early because of it though, because it was like stressing me out. Because every time I would look down, there'd be more ants, and they were crawling up my feet, and it was not fun. So, after my donathon ended, I went out of town for a little bit. I took a trip to the beach with my friends, and it was very fun. We hung out a lot, went to the water, went and ate a bunch of good food. I will say, unfortunately, there was, drama, and it was not the trip that I expected to take. And it's not that I didn't have fun. I did have fun. But, you know, like, if you're going on a trip with people, you think you're all gonna hang out together, right? Like, I understand splitting apart sometimes and doing, like, whatever you want to do. Like, if there's something you want to do that the rest of the group doesn't want to do, I completely understand. But you would think for at least, like, half the time you'd be together and try and like get dinners together and hang out at the Airbnb together. But unfortunately, that's not what happened. I feel like there was like a lot of miscommunication, but also I kind of felt like some of it was intentional. And it wasn't necessarily from the people that I'm really close to, but more so the people that they brought with them, which was upsetting. I was sad. I cried a lot at the end, and it just wasn't like the break that I really was expecting to have, you know, like I was expecting to go to the beach with all my friends and have this relaxing, like, nice experience. And it just wasn't what I got, which was kind of sad. And yeah, I still haven't talked to some of the people from that trip. It's been weeks. Because honestly, I don't really know what to say to them. I feel awkward. And because I did kind of confront my friend at the end, and I was like, hey, you know, and honestly, I didn't love how she handled it. It was not the best. I was like crying because I was upset, and I was like, I'm sorry I'm crying, you know, I just feel like I barely saw you while I've been here, and it just makes me sad, and I feel like your friends don't like me, and I feel like they didn't want to hang out with us. I was like, but maybe that's not true, but that's just how I feel, because they won't talk to me, like, they don't speak to me. And she was basically like, stop crying. So, and she was saying it, like, not in a mean way, like, she was saying it in, like, oh, stop crying, no more tears. And I don't think she was trying to be, like, mean. But, like, it really hurt my feelings, because, like, I couldn't help. I was literally, like, hyperventilating crying, which is, like, so embarrassing. Like, it's not like I wanted to be crying like that. Like, I was just really emotional, and I'm just an emotional person. Like, I really can't help it, but anyways, it was fine, though. Like, we ended, like, hugging and stuff, and, like, it was fine, but we still haven't talked, and I'm kind of sad about it, but also, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be the one to message her first afterwards, because, like, I don't know. I'm going to talk to my therapist about it, because I need to talk to my therapist about it. And I'm going today, actually, to talk to my therapist, so wish me luck with that. Then, when we came back from the beach, I streamed a couple times. So I hung out with you guys a couple times. I didn't have a lot of time to stream though, unfortunately. But then I went to the zoo, me and Rev and my friend and her husband and their kids. And it was so much fun. We saw elephants, giraffes, pandas, goats, monkeys. The kids were super excited. And oh my gosh, it's so cute to see kids get excited about stuff, especially like little kids. Like, everything for them is magical, and it just, it was so fun. We went to the gift shop at the end, and I bought them some stuffed animals, and they were, like, super happy, and oh, it was just so cute. And I can't lie, it did give me a bit of baby fever. It made me just like, oh my god, so cute. But yeah, so after the zoo, we grabbed food from a food truck. It was just chill and yummy. And then we went back home and I packed for my trip to visit Rev's family. So yeah, we spent the rest of July with Rev's family and it was really fun. They made me feel very welcome. They always do. Honestly, these days I feel like I'm just as close to his family as I am to mine. And his family's a lot bigger too, so, but it's super nice to hang out with everybody and see everyone. I think I gained a few pounds while I was there because his family just loves to feed us, but it was super fun. We spent a lot of time by the water. We got to ride on the boat and it was just nice. Then we went to the casino a couple times and I'm not much of a gambler. If I'm being honest, it's just not really something that interests me too much, but It was fun to go. I definitely didn't win big. Definitely lost everything. Actually, the first time we went, I won $100. So that's a lie. But the other times I lost, like, really bad. So, I mean, not, like, tons of money, because I'm not someone who will go to a casino and spend lots of money. I will spend, like, $100 at a casino, and once I've spent $100 of my own money, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I just can't do more than that, personally. I just wouldn't want to, but that was fun. We went to a baseball game, too, which was a lot of fun. I love going to baseball games. I got a hot dog. I love hot dogs. They had balloons at the baseball game. And when I tell you, I was so triggered. Because the balloons were popping. And I don't know if I've ever told you guys this before, but a little fact about me. I'm terrified of balloons. I feel like that would be a good, like, you know those, like, two truths and a lie, or, like, what's the weirdest fact about you? I feel like I should use that more, because people are always so weirded out when I say that I'm, like, afraid of balloons. But balloons are terrifying. I've been afraid of them ever since I was a little kid, because I went to a haunted house one time with my family, and it was just completely pitch black when you walked in, and the first thing you did when you walked in was you started stepping on balloons, because they had them all over the floor. And so they just started popping everywhere, and it, like, freaked me out so bad as a kid. And ever since then, I've been, like, scarred, and, like, I hate balloons. But anyways, yes, the balloons were popping all over the place, and it was also making my eye twitch, because I have been dealing with that still a little bit, but I will say that my eye twitches have been a lot better recently, so knock on wood. I had to find some wood. I guess I could have knocked on the door. Because I'm in a closet, Chad. But anyways, yeah. That was an experience. So, July was fun, honestly. I can't lie. I had a really good time visiting his family and, you know, just doing all the things that I did. But it was really hard to be away from streaming a lot and making videos and you guys, and I'm very sorry that Patreon basically was ignored for a month, and that was not my intention at all, but that's just kind of how it went. I wasn't expecting to be away that long either. We were only supposed to visit Rev's family for like a week, but it ended up being like 2 weeks, and it just wasn't really, like, planned out that way, so I am sorry about that, but I am working very hard to catch up now, and I really do appreciate your patience and all your support. Yeah, so more audios to come, including a lot of self-written scripts, because while I was away, even though I couldn't record and stuff, I was able to write, and it was honestly super, like, nice to just have some time to write. It's been a while since I've given myself just, like, nothing but time to write scripts and stuff, so I'm excited for you to hear the scripts that I made, and thank you for being here. Once again, thank you for supporting me so much. If you are listening to this, that means you are on my Patreon at a pretty high tier, and that's super sweet and generous of you. So thank you, and I will try to make it worth it for you, and let's make August even more amazing. Okay, well, that's it now for July's rambling audio. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time.